Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
This is the Bloomberg Markets. Corey Johnson here out over the San Francisco Bay in our AM 960 studios. Carol Masser back in our world headquarters in Midtown Manhattan.
Yep. Yes, indeed. And we're going to talk a little about FedEx because they did come out with their results just moments ago. We do see the stock moving in the after hours. In fact, it's up about 1.5%. So we'll break down the quarter and see what it tells us about FedEx and potentially about the economy as FedEx moves so much stuff around. First up, though, back to your top business stories and other news out after the closing bell. Here is Charlie Pillow.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol Masser. I do want to begin with FedEx, and I know you'll have a little bit more on this story, a lot more coming up right here on Bloomberg Radio. But FedEx is forecasting full-year profit in line with analyst estimates. It says earnings will be $13.20 to $14 a share for the fiscal year through next May. Analysts had predicted $13.61. Also out after the closing bell, Adobe Systems racking up another quarterly report that beat analyst estimates for sales and profit, proving again that a bet on switching to a cloud-based subscription model for its digital media and marketing software is paying off. Stocks lower today, falling the most in a month, retreating from records as crude oil slid into a bear market on concern the global supply glut will persist. Also today, we had West Texas Intermediate down 2.2% to $43.23, down 97 cents. The dollar rose as Fed officials continued to reiterate a moderately hawkish stance on monetary policy. Drew Mattis is chief market strategist at MetLife.
Fed's still continuing to hike rates. I think if you look at most of the people in the Fed, they've been around the block. They've seen inflation pick up when no one expected it to, and they're responding in the way that their life experience dictates. Whereas I think a lot of the people perhaps trading tips and nominals maybe haven't seen high levels of inflation in their lifetime.
S&P 500 index down 16 to 2437, down 0.7%. NASDAQ down 51, down 0.8%. Dow Industrials down 61, down 0.3%. The 10-year up 9/32, yield there 2.15%. I'm Charlie Pelleton. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellet. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Oh, baby, bring it all to me.
FedEx wants. They want to bring everything to everyone. And we got to check on how they're doing at that mission. The company out with its latest quarterly results. Stock is up 1.75% in the after hours. Let's talk a little about the quarter at FedEx. Lee Klaskow is with us. He is senior transport logistics and shipping analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, our in-house group of analysts. And Lee joins us from Bloomberg headquarters in Princeton, New Jersey. Lee, nice to have you here.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about the quarter, because investors seem to like what they got based on the after hours trade. But what pops out for you?
Yeah, I guess there was no huge surprise here. There's a lot of volatility and uncertainty surrounding the mark-to-market pension accounting adjustment. So when you exclude that and some one-time costs related to their TNT acquisition, earnings were above expectations for the quarter. They came in at about 4.25 versus $3.88. That was kind of on better than expected top line growth by about $160 million. So that's the good news. And also they guided for the full year, excluding a bunch of one-time items, mostly in line where consensus is. So no big surprises. And I think the market happens to like no big surprises. And I guess and some of the good news in terms of the quarter, our yields growth in their Express and Ground businesses seem to be accelerating the growth. Express increased yields by 5% and Ground by 7%. And also their less than truckload business, which is under their freight heading, yields increased 7% year over year. That's a good showing. That means they're getting the pricing that they need.
Well, what's that about? Is that about fuel costs coming down? Is that about just being more aggressive with pricing?
Yeah, I think, similar to what we saw with UPS the other day with their rate increases and surcharges, the integrated logistic providers that provide parcel deliveries are, want to get paid for expanding their networks, improving their networks to be more accommodating for e-commerce. And they're kind of, I guess, towing the line in terms of being very rational with their pricing.
What's interesting is I've always thought that the pure internet play is something like a FedEx or a UPS because someone's got to deliver all this stuff. And we see, we're getting used to getting everything and anything delivered to us. Is that going to be the case? Amazon we see buying planes. I mean, does FedEx and UPS have to be worried?
I don't know if they have to necessarily be worried, but they definitely have to be less reliant on some large players like an Amazon. UPS is more exposed than FedEx. UPS gets around 2 to 3 times more revenue from Amazon than FedEx does. But what Amazon is doing, what a lot of people like to talk about, is with whether they're acquiring Whole Foods or buying planes or becoming a freight forwarder, they're just controlling more of their supply chain. This is very similar to what Walmart has done over the years. Walmart has one of the largest trucking fleets in the U.S., but they still buy a lot of purchase transportation. Amazon is trying to control as much as they possibly can. But with the growth of e-commerce, that's going to benefit everybody. It's going to benefit FedEx, UPS, truckload providers, and less than truckload providers as well.
Do you think there's any impact when you look at the shippers of this Whole Foods deal with Amazon? I mean, you surely are trying to imagine what their business is going to look like, Amazon's business is going to look like after the deal.
Yeah, from a supply chain standpoint, they're getting closer to affluent customers. So, whether they're going to use their Whole Foods' current distribution network or whether they're going to use parts of their retail stores as an area where people can come pick up their stuff to lower their costs for transportation and offer maybe discounts if you do in-store pickup like a Walmart is doing right now. That is just a way in which they can leverage, Whole Foods' network of stores and distribution centers.
So what's the one concern when you look at the FedEx story?
Well, the one, I guess, concern is that e-commerce and global trade stops. I don't think e-commerce growth is going to stop. If you look at most expectations, it's going to be something like $4 trillion globally in a couple of years, and that's going to benefit the FedExes and the UPSs of the world. If you see increased protectionists in terms of government stances with global trade, that is obviously a bad thing for the FedExes and the UPSs of the world, because not only are they delivering stuff locally to us, but they're also connecting countries, and continents. And that's extremely important to their growth strategy, especially, when, FedEx bought TNT, which hopes to, build out the European platform and be stronger, not only intra-Europe, but, North America to Europe to Asia. And with protectionism, that would not bode well for freight flows and trade in general.
Interesting stuff, interesting quarter from FedEx. Lee, thank you very much. Lee Klaskow is a Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Transportation Analyst helping us out with FedEx.
And just want to mention the MSCI will include China A-shares in its Emerging Markets Index. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Let's get some world and national news headlines with Adrienne Mitchell. She's in our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.
Corey and Carol, Belgian soldiers have neutralized a suspect following a small explosion inside the central train station in Brussels. The prosecutor's office there says it is too early to say whether this was a terrorist incident. There is no word of other deaths or injuries. Media reports from Brussels say a man inside the station was wearing an explosives belt. Republicans are trying to get a health care measure ready for a vote as Democrats led by Senator Chuck Schumer slam GOP leaders for keeping their colleagues in the dark.
It boggles the mind that the Republican leader is moving forward this way without letting anyone but members of the Republican Senate caucus see the bill. And even many of them have said they haven't seen it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are responding to their constituents.
We've heard so many distress stories from constituents who've been hurt. Thankfully, the Senate will soon have a chance to turn the page on this failed law.
McConnell says a vote to repeal Obamacare could come as early as next week. Ford says it'll save $1 billion by moving production of its Focus models from Mexico to China.
There had always been debate within Ford as whether they should be spending more money on new production for a car that doesn't really make much money, if anything at all. And when the new CEO came in, he said, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to make them at an existing factory in China, and we can import them from China.
Bloomberg News Detroit Bureau Chief David Welch spoke with Corey and Carol. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Adrienne Mitchell.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.